As a Triple M listener, we're sure you're familiar with a Sunday session.
Froppers!
Now, get ready for a Sunday session with a difference. Ow! It's the Rush Hours Sunday session, the best of JB and Billy on Triple M.
G'day, James Brayshaw here. This is the very best from the Rush Hour this week, and this week has been significantly better because I've been involved.
Significantly is the way you pronounce it, Jim, and I'm Billy Brownless. You may be hosting, old skinny, but I still bring the gold, my friend.
Today you'll hear from Peter Siddle.
Joey Montagna reckons he's got a story. I'm not convinced it happened to him.
Plus, we'll give you another of Fat's Idiot Files.
And I'll finish it off with a joke, as I do every night. But next, Jimmy boy, I've been in the kitchen.
Oh, no.
Let me at him.
More of the Rush Hour Sunday session soon. And catch up with JB and Billy anytime by downloading the Triple M app.
I feel good.
Triple M.
Fat.
Yes.
I've been back a minute.
Yep.
And you all I hear is give me some time.
Give me some time.
All right, hit it, rabbits.
Triple M advises the following segment may contain coarse language, adult themes, and excessive yelling.
What is this?
Kids in cars, you've been warned.
You've been warned.
Five, come on, Fat.
Three, two, one.
It's time for the big bloke to explode. This is Billy's Bake.
I tell you what really annoys me, Jim.
What?
You! You sworn in here after we've been on air for a month. Stupid, stubble-looking, proper cockback! Poor old Wilbur's been doing all the heavy lifting. While you've been taking selfies in the Maldives, stupid backflips. Jim, you can go and get But I'll tell you what else is annoying me, Jimmy boy.
What's that?
Co-ed, co-ted, co-ved.
You mean COVID-19.
Do not interrupt me! Coronavirus, Jim. The whole world's gone mad.
Yes.
You can't buy any shit tickets. The meat's all gone at Coles. No angel hair pasta. Seriously, Jim. What the f*** is going on? There's going to be no one at the footy gym.
Right.
Won't bother your mob. They're used to playing in front of no one.
Oh, that's funny, isn't it?
See what I did there, Jim?
Yes.
Now, that is fun. That is funny. That is humour, my friend. Anyway, it's like I always say.
What do you always say?
Shut up. You lay down with dogs, Jim. You can wipe your ass on it afterwards.
You wipe your ass on a dog.
Jim! Rabs! Shut that idiot up! Turn him off! Me, I'm sick of him. I never thought I'd find something that shits me more than you, Jim. But I have!
What are you going to do?
I am going to live in Antarctica.
Oh, yeah, why is that?
There's no virus. It's warm. And there's plenty of bog roll. Wild and Jim's Ribsy's.
Charles
Jill.
Oh, no. He's out.
He's cracked it
out. He's going to live in Antarctica because it's warm. Seriously. It's
probably warmer than Geelong, to be fair.
Oh, play a song or something, Red.
I will.
Magnificent game of cricket here at Old Trafford. Marvellous.
All you keep thinking about, not just for this test match, but every time you play for Australia, remember who you're representing. Not just representing us, you're representing the whole country.
The Test is the name of this series, Bill. Yep. It is quite extraordinary, very powerful. Amazon Prime, you'll be able to see it. I was watching the first three episodes and watching it with great interest because it is amazingly well put together. And then suddenly, my Samsung 65-incher was full of chompers.
What happened? Oh, Tony Jones.
No, Sid's just, his face came up on the screen and it was just like a whole television full of teeth.
Oh, wasn't Tony Jones.
No. How much did you have to do with it, please?
I standing next to Tony Jones, was I?
No. Oh, a big, white, bloody banana-filled chompers.
Banana-filled.
Hey, it is amazing. If you're a fan of cricket or just sports, Sid's, it is an amazing series.
Yeah, it is. I think, you know, it's always awkward when you're doing it. You don't really take too much notice of the camera. But, yeah, we got to watch an episode the other week, and I watched one just recently. And, yeah, it's come up well. It is weird seeing yourself on there and in the interviews and everything. But hopefully, yeah, for the general public and everyone out there that they enjoy the watch and obviously getting inside that inner sanctum, which, you know, you don't usually get to see.
Just by way of explanation, Bill, what happens is after the Sandgate situation in the South African series, it basically picks up from pretty much since the moment Justin Langer was announced as the coach and then the turnaround from rock bottom, losing 5-0 in a one-day series in England to the recent triumph. So it goes, it chapters and
through
verses.
The ashes.
It is just amazing access to the inner sanctum. And Sids, for me, one of the most powerful parts of it was the Lord's dressing room when Steve Smith was hit in the neck.
Yeah, I think that's the episode we watched at the premiere, and you know, it was probably one of the harder times I've had since playing the game, you know, since obviously we lost Phil and being the next man in, having the bat after Steve got hit. Yeah, it was good. It affected me quite a lot, really. You're watching the best player in the world pretty much get concussed and then, you know, struggle off the field. And then you have to walk in after him. So it's pretty daunting. But, yeah, I think, you know, that they captured it well. And it was a hard time. But, like, yeah, we got through. And the remainder of the series was quite unforgettable.
Was there some talk that someone else might go into bat? But you said, no, I'm going out to bat.
Yeah, I was next in. So, you know, obviously Nate was coming in after me. Yeah. And he's not the most confident either. So it was pretty nerve-wracking for both of us. But, yeah, obviously got up there and walked out and all good.
Well, I'll tell you what you did in true James Brayshaw style is got in line. You got in behind Jofra Archer. It was very nicely done. And I'll tell you what else happened there. We were very concerned, obviously, everyone, about Steve Smith.
Yeah.
But it was the birth or the rebirth and launch of Manus Labuschagne, Sids.
Was it what?
Yeah, what about the second ball that he faced when he entered the game as the concussion sub and gets smacked on the melon, second ball goes down, bounces up like a boxer and then went about saving us the test. So he's been amazing since then, and you know that culminated to him winning the Test Player of the Year, so it was well deserved. And yeah, what an amazing start.
His eyes are still too close together, Jim.
Oh, no.
But have a good look at him.
Well, listen to Bill. That's what he's adding to this interview.
We've seen your promo photo for the footy show, mate.
I saw with interest where I think it was Uzi Khawaja comes in to JL and says, mate, JL, you're very intimidating. Actually, you're very intimidating to a lot of the players. How did all that go down?
That was at the MCG, and yeah, we had a little chat and between the players, and then sort of the coaches came in. We had a bit more of a chat, and that sort of came out. And it was when I was 12th man in that Indian series, so it worked out well for me because I'm like, boys, I've got to shoot off. I've got to go to a Big Bash game, so I'll leave you to it. I'm about to get in the Uber, so I got out of there quick smart. But I think the boys were a little bit nervous about bringing that up, and Uzi got on the front foot, and I think, you know, throughout a few of those episodes, you see him and JL have a little go back and forth. But I think, you know, it's all in love of the game and the team and players just trying to, you know, get better. And I think, you know, it made it good for the group. The group learnt. I think the coaches learnt, and we're in a good place now.
Because he knows karate, doesn't he? Sids, what's
he's
he know?
An angry
black belt
little
or something?
Bastard.
I think he uses that all the time. Do we actually know if
no,
he knows?
No, we don't know.
I think he just uses that against us because he's a little man and we know we can take him.
All right. Bugger off, Sids.
See you, Sids.
There, boy. See you,
well done, mate. I cannot believe this.
What?
The Rush Hour's most favourite segment. Yeah. Well, you could say the bake is line ball with the idiot file as the thing most people listen to this show and enjoy.
That's right.
And the idiot file, am I right, Rabbits? Has been sponsored.
It has.
For the whole year,
For the whole
Jim,
year.
Yep.
By Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Our very good friends. You know why, Jim? Clangers happen on and off the field and in the radio station.
Yeah, no, we've heard a whole show's worth of them here.
Lucky you're with Amy.
All right, let's go then, please, Rabbits.
Billy Brownless knows a thing or two about clangers.
And there hasn't been this yet.
This is Billy's Idiot File. Amy, clangers happen on and off the field. Lucky you're with Amy.
I feel good!
Yes we do. Daisy and Bill, it's Friday, Daisy. Frothy Friday.
Look,
guess what it is tomorrow? Friday the 29th of Feb.
Tomorrow, so today's Friday and tomorrow will be Friday.
Well, tomorrow will be Saturday the 29th of Feb. But I did watch a race on the weekend. Alligator Blood.
How good.
Two words. Super star.
Super star.
Two words.
It is two words. It is. What do you reckon, Johnny?
I reckon it's Fat Wants a Wife.
Instead of Farmer.
Yeah, Fat the ex-farmer wants a wife.
Oh, I was a farmer in my early days.
Hey, really?
Yeah, once. Yeah, a shearer. Not a jackaroo. What do you call it when you shear? Move on. But he goes to all those lawn, you know, what are they called down there? Where they
Festivals.
Yeah, oh, he loves that, oh, Blitz, yeah. And dyes the hair blonde and...
hair blonde.
He does, and jumps into the mush pit or whatever it is.
I feel good!
Ah, we do indeed. Thursday, March 5, welcome to the Rush Hour. Even the Rush Hour on Triple M.
We want to see the women out there.
I've just got the Bureau of Meteorology.
The bomb, what do they call
bomb?
It? Yep.
Yeah. I sat down last night to watch the last quarter.
Yep.
Mate, the umpiring was terrible. It was bloody terrible.
Refereeing.
Well, whatever they call. Mate, they were so, got the crowd got them sucked in. They were so Sydney Kings. That was just unbelievable. I've never seen. I travel.
Sorry, Randy Perry. Can you interpret that for me? What was he
trying
to say?
I was just upset with the umpire. She was seen arriving at a low key gathering in Los Angeles and greeting a friend with her elbow. They didn't shake hands. They didn't hug. Greeted a friend with her elbow. Go home tonight, stand about 15 feet from her and say something to her. If she doesn't reply, move a bit closer, maybe 5 feet, and say it again. Keep doing this so that... Speaking of all that, Jim, you know what annoys me?
What?
Don't worry about the waffle stomp or whatever you're talking about.
What, is this a bake?
You.
Well,
I'm sick of you. I've had it up to Bowie's puss.
Righto. So what are we doing? We're having a little break and then a bake?
Now, coronavirus, it's very serious. It's a crazy day. We went off the top, I know.
No,
but
it is serious. There's no doubt.
Have you panic-buyed? Have you been into the supermarket to buy?
It's panic-bought, Bill, not panic-buyed.
Thanks, Darren.
And guess where toilet paper is made? Melbourne and Ballarat.
Yeah. So why haven't we got any?
I don't know, Jim. Well, everyone's panic-buyed. Panic-bought.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Wouldn't be sponsored.
Yep.
Who by?
Sorbent.
Oh!
Sorbent have come on board, Jim.
ESPN footy tips dropped off.
What?
The footy tips dropped off.
We did have SPN footy tips for 3 weeks.
ESPN, yeah.
Even them.
Yep.
That's maybe why they dropped off. So all these things, it just doesn't affect the sporting world.
Right.
There's other things out there in our great world of festivals and things, parades and...
What's been going on? Have you been on air?
Yes.
Have you made an ass of yourself?
Oh, mate. We are the number one iPod uplifted.
iPod. Prizes.
Yes,
I think Cam in Gardenvale.
Well,
Bill, you're 10 goals up.
Well, he can have a choose or even a choice of the TaylorMade Response Golf Ball, our friends at TaylorMade. We feel for them at the minute, of course.
Yes.
But what about this lady, Jim? Joey?
What did I hear Fat describe the swimming Victoria decision as? Surely I didn't hear him say the words coming events.
Swimming Victoria's cancelled its coming competition.
Oh, what the hell?
Swimming Victoria has cancelled its coming competitions, Jim.
That's better.
What, an S?
I don't reckon they hold a coming competition, Bill. I don't reckon they do.
You don't? Have you been to one? No.
You wouldn't jump in the pool.
I'm pretty confident that's not part of their charter. That's what I mean, Victoria.
Jim, you're naughty.
Bill.
What?
I kept telling you, the social media, I was getting bombarded. Get back on air, Jim, for Christ's sake. Fat's completely destroying the show.
I was rusty.
What was all that?
I don't think that happened. That's the stuff that didn't go to air, Jim.
Rabbits.
Mate, when he comes off the top of the start of a show, it's horrific.
Can you get, please, the recent brain fart he had?
Where?
Can you find that for me, please?
I've got
We've got a little bit of time.
Oh,
this, just as we were waiting for a guest to come into the studio and do something, Bill was discussing something with Jill, our producer, and, well, this is how it went. Oh, what is
But
wrong
she's
with
never
you?
Been in here, and any of have she?
Give it to me.
I get
again,
lazy.
Oh, what is
But
wrong
she's
with
never
you?
Been in here, and any of have she? Has she? It's Hesha.
Bill, what happens
I've
to you?
I've been lazy. It's been a long week,
just
Jim.
Trail
I've
had off. To, that was I Tuesday.
To, I had to host the show, and then I've got to be the banana. It's hard work. You don't understand, Jim.
Oh, my God. Oh, it wow. is going to be a very long year.
Oh, I know. We're nearly holidays.
Now, Bill, we wanted to have a chat about, well, I wanted to play, this happened with my nonna and I. We had a conversation.
Now, who's nonna, for those who
my
might
My nonna,
know.
That's my Italian grandmother.
Well, not everyone knows.
Don't that. They? Nonna, no. That's what you call a nonna.
So and what's the grandfather?
Nonno.
Strange.
No, it's because in
strange because
in
it's
Italian
culture.
Language, yeah.
It's, well, it's nonna and then nonno.
And nonno. Yeah, anyway. I was chatting to Nonna the other day, obviously about all this stuff going on with the supermarkets and, you know, the coronavirus. And I just wanted to make sure that Nonna was okay because she had to go to Aldi to go and get her groceries.
Joey, this didn't happen to you.
Yes, it did.
Because she's from Melbourne, you know. She'll be listening.
My nonna.
Yeah,
I know. Nonna, I know. Nonna, I'm sorry, nonna. But anyway, let's take a listen. I chatted to nonna about all this going on with the shopping at the supermarkets.
Hey, nonna, what's wrong? You don't look happy.
Because we've been here to the Aldi to buy something. It doesn't have nothing. You can't find nothing.
All the shelves are empty.
Yeah, all the shelves. The wall, that's
f***ed. What's wrong?
The wall, it's
f***ed. Yeah, I agree. Give me five.
Translate that. What did Nonna
say? She said, fangulo. Now, anyone who understands Italian, it's an Italian. She wasn't happy, basically, about what's happening
when
at Aldi and what's happening in the world.
Your Nonna?
It happened yesterday.
Yeah, it was Sunday. Well, speaking of the older people, and we feel for them at the minute, of course,
yes.
But what about this lady, Jim? Joey?
You got him rattled.
Oh, rattled you.
Elva.
Nonna's rattled you.
Yeah, Elva Larson, right? She wanted two things for her 100th birthday.
Right.
She wanted a letter from the Queen.
This
which
isn't
she
a
get.
Joke. This isn't one
it's
of your
not,
jokes.
No, it's not a joke.
All right. Sounds like a start of one of your jokes.
She wanted a letter from the Queen, Joey.
Yep.
And guess else what she wanted? A male stripper.
Oh, you're making this up.
No, true.
At least my story with Nonna is true.
No, this is true. Johnny Starr is the male stripper. He came to the nursing home, by the way. They had to get all the right...
Gee whiz.
I know. And yeah, she loved it. She loved it. And she actually asked for a full Monty. So the daughter was there, Caroline, her daughter. She was there and everything went okay. And Johnny Starr did his little show and showed her the full Monty. And Elva giggled and declared her guest was very naughty as she smacked his partly bare bum.
Oh,
she's a bit of a goer.
Got into it.
And she also got a letter from the Queen. So done to her. So that is good.
It is the Rush Hour on Triple M. All thanks to Sportsbet this week too, Jim.
And this is the stuff that ended up on the cutting room floor.
Wouldn't be much.
And, of course, we got the blockbusting show, 6 to 7, that dominates. But every now and then we go with stuff, Bill, that doesn't quite make it to air Monday to Thursday.
Some of your stuff-ups.
And therefore we roll it out on a Friday with the podcast, and that's what this is.
Right.
And I'll tell you why this didn't make it to air.
Why?
Because I don't know if you noticed, but Sportsbet are running a series of ads around at the moment that have won awards. Not only here in Australia, but global.
Worldwide.
Unbelievably humorous. Mm. Starting with the silly salmon into the horsey off the 10-metre diving.
I like the horsey.
And then the wheelie bin race.
Yeah, I love that.
The average games, Bill. The average, elite average games. The series of ads have been superb. I'm going to give you a little taste.
Righto.
Okay, here we go. Elite Average Games highlights brought to you by Sportsbet. Let's start at the pool where Australia's rigged out combo were up against it.
Yeah, they needed to pull something big out of their budgies, JB, and did they ever.
A huge silly salmon into a horsey. There was water everywhere.
They've spent years perfecting that technique, and look at the splash factor. They almost broke the thing. Showers of gold for Australia.
So there you go, Bill.
That's what we're talking
that's
about.
That's the real funny shite you get when you lob onto Sportsbet. And, of course, great supporters of our show, so we love everything they do.
Good.
But then the other day, Rabbits, I don't know how, but I was either sent or I saw somewhere ads from another mob.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, let me put it this way. As good as what I've done with Sportsbet,
entertaining,
these were bad. Have a listen.
Is this PointsBet?
Well, the big question, of course, Radar, is
To play or not to play?
That's the question. What would you be doing?
I'd play this
week.
Would
you now?
Yes.
Right. Based on what?
Well, we need some joy. We need some excitement. We need something. What are we going to do? Sit at home and watch play school? No. We've got to get out there and play for the good of the game and the good of the people out there. And we're going to give you some odds so you can have a bet on PointsBet.
We are. There are other things to do than watch play school. But anyway, by the way, other than the fact that that is an extraordinary photo, and hopefully you got paid a lot of money from PointsBet to...
I got more hair than that, by the
that
way.
Is, no, you haven't. You have not.
Hey, have a look.
What is this promo?
Well, rounds 1 and 2 in the AFL, if you're 6 points up at half-time, a goal up at half-time, you win. You get paid out.
6 points is a goal. They haven't changed that rule yet.
Exactly
it's
right.
Still the same.
That is a very, very good bet, my friend.
Now, Fat.
Yes. How good.
I can't have you putting your name to that crap.
I can.
That is... That was good. Eye-wateringly bad.
No, it was informative.
No.
Up to date.
No.
Great odds.
No.
Get
and
on
not
now.
Entertaining at all.
Bet responsibly.
You made Birrarung Ma look like he's the entertainment. That's how boring you were. What the hell do you think you're doing?
Where did you pick that up from? I haven't seen that yet.
You must do better ads.
Well, that was our first show. Well, day one. We can only get better.
What is that?
It's a little thing we do for PointsBet, our good friends.
What is it?
It's just a little program.
A program.
A program, Jim. I don't know.
What is it, Fat?
It's just a little thing that the boys who like to have a bet with PointsBet, they get some very good odds. Like
No.
Dusty
I'm not,
and
I don't
Cripper
want this to be a PointsBet ad. I want you to tell me what that actually was. Is it like a podcast?
A humus.
Is this called it a humus?
A humorist little download. That's what we call it.
Fat. Like the jungle.
Yes.
You must from now on run any of this by me.
I was good in the jungle.
No, you weren't.
I was.
You were last to arrive and first to leave.
I got paid.
Australia voted you out within a second.
I got paid. All right. What, anything else there, Rabsy?
Nah.
Bill, don't ever.
What's this thing called?
Sign up for any of that again without running it by Jill, our producer, myself. Don't need to worry about racism.
Yes.
All right.
I wouldn't even do that with Andy Marr.
We all know a bloke who thinks he's funnier after he's had a few.
Now that I'm a joke meister.
This is Billy's Joke on the Rush Hour Sunday session.
A German tourist does mucknish. Jumped into the freezing river to save my precious little dog from drowning, Jim.
Right.
After he climbed out, he handed me the dog and said, "Here is the dog. Keep him warm and dry him off and he'll be vain." I said, "Thank you very much, mate. Good on you. Are you a vet?" He said, "A vet? I'm soaking."
Oh, no. My goodness.
This has been the Rush Hour Sunday session. And catch up with JB and Billy anytime by downloading the Triple M app.
I feel good.
Triple M.